proud Wiradjuri woman Yvonne Weldon is the first Indigenous councillor in the City of Sydney's long history. She's also deputy chair of the Metropolitan Local Aboriginal Land Council and a board member of Domestic Violence New South Wales. Her busy NAIDOC Week schedule includes promotional media appearances to discuss her newly published novel. The Wire's Rob Osborne spoke to her and asked her first about the significance of NAIDOC Week.
It's a really important time of year. Historically, for me, I've always been actively involved. But when I participate in NAIDOC events, it's an important part of sharing the world's oldest living culture in celebration, but also in a greater understanding. So it's an opportunity for people to access some of the information that they wouldn't ordinarily.
Speaking at the NAIDOC Awards, the new Minister for Indigenous Affairs, Linda Burney, declared, "Our time has come." Do you share this optimistic view?
There certainly is a movement to be able to start to get some of the wrongs made right, whether that be for recognition or voice or truth-telling. What I have seen over time, you know, and certainly in the last 10 or so years, I think there has been a real change or a real interest from the broader community or society in Australia. So elements that, you know, maybe not so, but I definitely think that there is a greater understanding and appreciation, respect and a real reconciliation.
Your novel, entitled 67 Days, is published this week by Penguin Books. Could you give us an overview without any spoilers?
I call it a tragic love story because I think all love stories are tragic in one way or another, especially if your heart gets broken. But I think it's a beautiful love story. But the biggest part of this book is about some of those key parts of my culture, and that leads to Wiradjuri country. So it's quite a beautiful story around first love, really, and takes you back in time. I think it will take people back to their first love and how they felt when love can go right and also maybe go wrong.
The eventual publication of this work has been a long process, I understand. Could you tell us about the journey of bringing this work to publication?
Oh, look, it's not any different to, I think, other writers. And I think I was a bit starstruck today when I went into Dimmicks and saw my book there. It was pretty amazing. But I was also quite happy for this story to not be published. Like, I thought if it didn't make its way out into the world, then, you know, it would be something that my children and their future grandchildren to have some memories of elders that really paved the way and made a difference in this country.
Having completed a first draft 7 years ago, Yvonne was encouraged to submit her manuscript to the David Unipen Award for the Best Writing of the Year by an unpublished Indigenous author.
I didn't know what to do, and I had a very close friend, a sister of mine, that said, you've got to do something with this. And so I submitted it, and the whole journey in learning about writing and storytelling, and some of the people at Penguin said, you know, you need to just colour it in a bit more, which I did. And that's been really rewarding from a viewpoint of seeing a story come to life in a way that you probably never imagined that you could. There was consideration whether I self-publish, and then there was also an option. I think I could have certainly got an Indigenous publishing house to publish it, but I really wanted this story to be out there, easy, accessible, and for it to hopefully be taken up by many people from different walks of life.
There is a growing body of work by Indigenous women. What other female Indigenous writers do you admire and why?
There's some wonderful writers out there, and there's so many of them. I can mention like Nadi Simpson and Curly Saunders and Larissa Brent, and I think that they bring a very different lens, but also through their storytelling, truth-telling as well, but also the complexities and the beauty of wonderful Aboriginal women that are paving their way in their own way as well. And I think that when I think about their stories and what they have to offer, it can shine a light on specific issues, but also I think shine a light within and to be able to get people to be reflective about what we all bring, not to just the tables, but to each other. And I think, you know, whether they weave language through or real issues through, it's actually addressing some of the harder conversations that probably people aren't necessarily having but need to.
Independent City Sydney councillor and newly published author Yvonne Weldon ending that report from Rob Osborne. Her novel, 67 Days, is available from good booksellers everywhere.